Lacapra Valley School Superintendent Rick Ellenworth is in the studio for our Lacapra Valley School update. Rick always comes in the day after the school board meeting, so everything's still fresh in your mind, right, Rick?
That's right. I'm getting old. Otherwise, I forget if I waited too long.
Well, thanks for coming in again, and sun is shining brightly today.
Isn't it a great feeling, Paul? It just everybody's in a different mood when the sun's out and it warms up a little bit. And we had that teaser a couple weeks ago and of 70, 80 degree weather, and I think everybody got fired up for spring, and then here comes the snow.
But that's right. Well, we said that was our summer, a short summer, the 70, 80 degree days.
So. Hopefully we're beyond that all now. All right. So.
All right. Well, Rick is in to fill us in on what's happening at Lacapra Valley and a little bit about the school board meeting.
Yeah, and we started out last night, Paul, with the student council representative, Caitlin Whitnabel. She shared, and as you know, every month we start like this. The students share what's going on with the student council across the district, and they've been very active. They've got a deal set up where they're lining up cereal boxes in the hallway, and they're going to do a domino type of a thing with it. And then when they're done with all that, everybody's bringing a box of cereal of some type. When they get all done with it, they're going to donate it to the food shelf donation project as a food shelf donation. So that was exciting. They're also planning a teacher appreciation breakfast as the year winds down. The students are writing letters of appreciation to their teachers. They've each picked one out, as I understand it, and through the course of the year. They do something. It's a little pick-me-up along the way, and then they'll be electing officers at the end of this year for the following year. So we started with that. Caitlin's an amazing student, and she made a really nice presentation. Also, Mia Conroy and Claire Lowry were in attendance, and they're leaders of the Yes Club in town, and they got a lot of stuff going on. There's a Earth Day flag that we gave us that's waving in front of the school building. There was a 5K run. There's a medallion hunt. They're doing a lot of stuff for Earth Week. And it was really fun to have them report to the board. And they're all just first-class students.
Yep.
I know the board loves hearing from that group.
Yeah, Claire Lowry just signed a letter of intent to play college tennis at Concordia Morian. So congratulations to her.
Absolutely.
Maya Conroy is getting first place on the track team and her runs. So. Yeah, two good students there.
Yeah, a lot of accomplishment.
Not only good in the athletes, but in the classroom, too.
Yeah, and they're very, very nice young people. So when we get a little down or a little frustrated with how everything in the country's going, I get to work with students or be around students like that, and I go, you know, the future's going to be okay. We just need them to keep rising to the top.
That's good. Good.
Then we moved into the capital outlay budgeting process, and we're doing a couple things a little bit differently this year. But Brenda Domeyer, our finance director, and a young guy named Bobby Elwell, who's actually a middle school principal in Redwood Falls, but he's working on a superintendent license.
Okay.
They made a presentation to the school board about the capital outlay budget going into the next year, our capital outlay plan. And I think the board really appreciated the transparency and all the conversation that all of the staff had to had a chance to have in terms of formulating this plan. So the board accepted that last night. Hope Schmidt was in attendance along with a parent, a young guy named Junior Kumo. Junior is a Micronesian parent. He's got three children, I think, he told us in school. But as you know, we're doing a lot of work with our English language learner program in terms of building it. We're really excited about where we're headed. We'll have four full-time staff on next year to help at all the grade levels up and down the district. Hope is the English language facilitator, so she makes a report every 3-4 months to the board on the progress they're making. But it was very well received. Also, we had a presentation on the proposed 23-24 school calendar, so we got that finalized, and that'll be on our website today. People can start looking at that so they can, you know, make plans.
Yep.
Because it's probably not going to snow at all next year, Paul.
Well, let's hope we can stick to the plans.
Yeah. One of the questions that does come up, though, is where are we at with makeup days and that type of thing?
Good question, yeah.
Yeah, and so what I can announce at this point is, you know, we're about a month from the end of the school year. We've made up 3 days. We had 6 e-learning days. And so we don't intend that the school year will be extended in any way, shape, or form. And we're well above the state requirements of a number of school days. So it's good to have all that in place, and people can make their plans for summer employment and whatever else they got going on.
Okay.
The board approved a consent agenda. I just want to tell you that we've been very busy hiring staff. We will have about, we have 10 new teachers that will be coming on board next year.
Oh, wow.
And that replaces some who have left us for one reason or another, or some of these new positions that we have already talked about, like with the EL program and that type of thing. So currently we have 2 openings. One's a special education teacher opening, and one is a science teacher position that's open. Otherwise, we're, at this point, knock on wood, fully staffed.
Yep.
And we're feeling really great about that in the teacher arena. We have a number of paraprofessional positions that are available, and so we'll start working on those pretty soon. Also, we've always had a pretty dynamic summer school program in the Appleton part of our district. This year, that's being expanded. Tony Smith and Robin Rademacher are working together with Maureen Heineke.
Okay.
And so we'll have a more robust summer school program for young kids that's being planned. We awarded tenure to 3 teachers, Andrea Hagen, Samantha Mork, and Kelly Zarbach. All of those have been tenured in some other district at some point in time.
Okay.
And then we also, as part of the board meeting last night, approved continuing contract with people who are still in probationary status. So Janelle Boyum, Amy Hodenfeld, Patty Cruz, Michaela Stark, Kateri Ahrens, Lindsay Kranz, Avery Schmidt, Holly Verheist, Hope Schmidt, Chase Olson, and Paige Vanderwolf all are in their first 3 years in education profession.
Oh.
And so after they go through a 3-year probationary period, then we can move them into a tenure status if they make it that far. But these are all good people, and we're very excited about the work they do. We approved food service bid last night from, I think it's called IFD, which is the only food vendor that submitted requests. And so that's in place. Olson Sanitation was awarded a garbage and recycling service bid for the coming year. And then we just wrapped up with individual reports from all the different departments. So our meeting lasted about an hour. It was a really good meeting. We had a couple of very dynamic presentations. The kids are always fun to be around in terms of the what they're doing, and like you said, those all 3 of those girls are pretty accomplished, even beyond the leadership they provide to the YES committee or the student council. So
So I took a class once in college about running a meeting, you know, the Robert's Rules.
Sure, Robert's Rules of Order.
No meeting should ever last longer than an hour. I try to tell my church board that all the time.
Well, I've got a school board that they all probably agree to that, and they want me to pick it up a little bit more, be my guess.
All right. Anything else there, Rick? Or?
No, we just appreciate, Paul, I appreciate, you know, when I came a year and a half ago coming to see you about the possibility of putting this on the air again and letting the public know what we're doing, trying to be more transparent. So it's gone really well. The construction projects are all very close to being done.
Good.
Like I said, we're feeling great about staffing for next year. We're sorry to see some of our people go on to other things, but that's the world we live in. And we certainly appreciate all the support we get from our communities on really whatever we're doing. We have amazing buildings. allowed us to improve so we can educate kids in contemporary facilities. Mm-hmm. When they come to ball games or events, it's just very positive. Yep. So appreciate all that very much.
You bet. And before I let you go, can we talk about the hiring of the activities director?
Absolutely. Okay. You know, we did that last night also.
Yep.
And also we hired our Little Eagles daycare leader. Her name is Miranda Evanson, and she's going to be starting like this first week in May, I think.
Okay.
But we're very excited about that. And then Zach Stelter was hired as the new activity director, community ed director. And he's a local guy, grew up in Dawson, yeah. Got a great reputation, got his master's degree, he's working on getting his community ed license. I think he's going to be a phenomenal addition to the community.
And yeah, a lot of people know Zach around
yeah,
here.
And I was going to say that you've known him for many, yeah. many years, so a lot of people know him better than I do, but just a first-class individual, and he's the kind of leadership we're trying to bring in and have throughout our district. And yeah. And so we're feeling really blessed that he applied and was hired, and he and his wife, Sarah, are exciting young people, so we're excited to have him on board.
It's always good to see graduates from the area come back.
Absolutely. You know, we're really focusing on that. In fact, when kids graduate today, we ask them if they want to be back in this area, and if they do, we just tell them, well, come on back home because we want you to do that.
All right.
After they go away and get whatever, you know, the schooling is they want to get.
Good. I'll be working with Zach in the sports department for sure with the being activities director, so
oh, yeah.
be fun.
Yeah, you guys are going to be yep. a great team. He's a wonderful guy, and we're glad to have him.
All right. What do you like about your job, Rick, as superintendent?
Well, this time of year, I love to see the sun. There's no snow in the forecast.
we don't get no snow calls from you then.
Yeah, no, but I got to tell you that the thing I love about what I'm doing is I'm at an age where I'm not trying to build a resume or anything like yep. that. I just want to be where I think we can make a positive difference.
Make a difference, yeah.
Yeah, I love the staff that we have. They're hardworking. They really care about kids getting better every day. And so instead of being a superintendent or a boss or something like that, I like to think that we're there to support. And when we find out what teachers need or paraprofessionals or coaches need, we try to make sure they get it so that they can be effective in doing their jobs. And we've got great class sizes in this district overall. You know, we had a rough spot last year. We made some reductions.
Yep.
But we're coming out of that in a really healthy way now. It's good to have all this construction done.
Yep. That was a big deal in the last few years.
Yeah. We're building our administrative team, so I feel really good about that. And so I like just about everything I do. There are obviously days like everybody yeah. has that I'm wondering, well, maybe it's time. But so far the board's been very supportive. They're demanding in terms of they want us to be getting better. They want us to have focus and have everything going right. in one direction. But I appreciate that and kind of work well in that environment.
All
so
right. You do a great job, Rick.
Well, thank you, Paul. And thanks for all the support you guys give us with the all the broadcasts. You're telling me in a little bit here you're going to have FFA, robotics,
yep.
ball games,
yeah, that's right.
Track meets.
Yep. Love it.
So, you know, I was never in track, but I thought I could have been a good coach because is it just run fast and turn left?
Yeah.
Are those the only?
You heard my story, didn't you?
Yeah, I know. What was that?
I was a track guy, too. I did both, baseball and track, and I actually held the record in the 100, well, it was 100. Yard dash back yeah. then at Madison High School.
And okay.
You look at me now and everybody goes, yeah, well, right. Well, I can't confirm that because the records burned down in the burned up in the school fire. So
yeah.
there's no proof of it.
We got all kinds of record holders.
That's right.
Professed record holders, right?
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Rick.
All right. Thank you, Paul. Have a great week.
You bet. Rick Ellenworth, the Lac La Parole Valley School Superintendent with our Lac La Parole Valley School Update.